KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Everybody is so gracious to stick with us today. We had a little technical glitch. I want to apologize again to Judge Day and Dice Upon with Promise Keepers. Dennis Popper's a trooper. He got through the show with me, and then we finally got them back in. Steve Ryman, our producer, thank you for getting that done. We are joined in studio now by Pastor Nelson Walker with Calvary Church in Albuquerque and Calvary College Administrator Catherine Gardner. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Love being here. Thank you for having us.
Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about Calvary College.
Absolutely.
Nelson, and it's actually a school accredited, and you guys are offering courses now, right?
Yes. I'm going to come back on accredited. Okay. What we did a few years ago is said there are a lot of excellent colleges out there that are fully online, and let's partner. We have great Bible material because of some pastor called Pastor Skip.
Yes.
So we can come up with great Bible classes, but for a full degree, you also have to take reading, writing, arithmetic, and everything else. So we partnered with two colleges. One is Veritas International University, fully accredited, and the other is Calvary Chapel University, also accredited, that offer bachelor's and master's degrees. And we developed a lot of, we'll call them Skip classes. They're Bible classes, New Testament survey, Old Testament survey, and Bible classes. And at the same time, we created what's called Calvary College, which is ours here. Mm-hmm. So all of these schools are now offering the online classes from Skip, but we here at Calvary Church New Mexico are also offering classes on site that are not online, such as theology, apologetics, church history, and other such classes. Skip is all the Bible, but all the other classes you would take. So the partnership goes like this. You want to take theology from us and transfer it to CCU and complete your degree, that's great. You just want to take theology or apologetics or one or two classes, that's fine too. But if you want a degree, our classes transfer to these fully degree programs, and we just offer some of the stuff. And the idea is if you went to CNM here, which is a two-year college, the amount of money you would pay is a whole lot different than if you went to UNM, the four-year college. We have CNM prices. The other colleges are full priced.
And Nelson, just to add on to what you just said, you don't necessarily have to be pursuing a degree
Absolutely
to be involved.
Not. Right.
So, yeah, I wanted to emphasize that because I know a lot of people that they'll hear Skip talk about something. My own experience, and I'm probably dating myself, but I have a library of cassette tapes.
I've heard of those. I read about them in a history book.
And everybody under 30 years old has no idea what a cassette tape is or an 8-track. Now, Steve Ryman, our producer, is laughing a little bit because we're old guys. But I have cassette tapes from Skip from 1983.
Uh-huh.
So the technology has changed.
You
can go on to calvarynm.church and you can see teachings for years.
Yes, yes. They had some great people here. They got all this and put it in. What we did was we took the teachings and added the reading textbooks and the assignments and things that would make them acceptable within accreditation standards of colleges and put them together. The difference being is we didn't set it up hooked to a classroom. And here's the difference with online studies. Some are tied to a classroom that if the teacher is in the classroom, there's a camera at the back of the classroom. You might be sitting at home, but you're in class on that teacher's schedule. The other type of online learning is where you capture everything and you put it in the system. So if somebody's free time is 3 a.m. or Sunday afternoon, it doesn't matter. The entire class is not hooked on a college schedule other than the start and stop time of a semester. It's not hooked on classroom schedules. So we'll have some people that will complete stuff according to their schedule in the middle of the night or in the middle of the morning, or Sunday afternoon is their time. So the college classes in this online program and the schools we worked with are all set in such a way that people can adjust their schedule. Mm-hmm. Take the class, maybe watch half the lecture and take a break and come back and watch the other half. It is not locked to a program the way initial online colleges are. It is fully built into an online system.
going to go to Catherine Gardner now. Catherine is the administrator for Calvary College. Catherine Nelson said some interesting things here, and I'm going to tease him a little bit. But he says, we have done this and we have done that. I get the feeling that Catherine's done a lot of this work, right?
I've done one or two things.
Oh, my goodness. Here's the way it works. Catherine does all the work, and I take all the credit, unless something goes wrong.
There you go.
And no, actually, Catherine and I work more in an equal partnership in the development of this and the writing of the classes and inputting the classes. There's no way this thing could have been put together without her and the research she did, learning systems. It is a partnership, not a dictatorship.
Nelson has mentioned, Catherine, some live classes, also
yes.
mentioned online.
Yes.
Can you clarify
sure.
how that's working, especially with COVID? You know, everybody's kind of concerned about that.
Yeah. So what we did is we're going to have our online classes. Monday will be theology, like Nelson was saying, taught by the Nelson Walker. Tuesday will be church history, taught by Brian Nixon. And then Thursday, back to worldview apologetics with Nelson. We also have 17 online classes as well. So that's both BA and MA levels. So it's anywhere Old Testament, New Testament. If you want to focus on a specific book like Genesis or Revelation, John, you can do that. We have Old Testament survey, New Testament survey. So it's just a very wide range of classes. And then the online or the on-site option. I know for me, I like to sit in a classroom and really ask questions or be able to ask questions, interact with other people. And also you can also interact online too, because they have discussion boards. Nelson's available. I'm available. We look at those. If you have a question, you can ask them and we get back to you as soon as possible. So it's just what you prefer. If you prefer sitting in a class with an instructor, or if you prefer sitting at home eating Cheetos, you can still get questions answered. You can still ask us questions. And we pretty much cover it both ways that way.
You had to choose Cheetos.
I did choose Cheetos.
Can we not have like carrots or something that's
you
really
could.
Healthy? We could fake everybody out and think we're.
But I'm a Cheeto.
you could say whatever. Yes, we can have cucumbers and carrots.
Only health food.
Yes.
Associated
or
with
a hot fudge sundae with whipped cream.
I have to ask you what the time commitment is, typically. I mean, I know you'd rather have a student spend 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, but a lot of people don't have that kind of time. What's a typical time commitment that you need to make?
Okay, so accreditation has certain standards. A classic semester is 16 weeks. A module is 8 weeks. I say that first because Calvary Chapel University is set on a module system. So you take a class, but you complete the class in 8 weeks. However, you've only completed half the class. If you were in a 16-week, you would have only come to midterms. Then you take the second class and you complete the remainder. So they're still taking 16 weeks of instruction, but they close it out after 8 weeks and you complete a module and go to the next one. The way it works is an accredited class on a BA level is 3 hours of lecture and 200 pages of reading. So 3 hours of lecture per week with 200 pages of reading. On an MA level, it's 3 hours of lecture. That part doesn't change. The tests don't change. It's just that you have to add another 300 pages of reading.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between a BA and MA is one more textbook. So the average commitment would be a 3 hour lecture with about 10 to 15 pages per week of reading to go along with that. That's one textbook over a semester. And then there's always a lecture quiz of about 10 questions for every lecture. And then, of course, a midterm and a final. So what are we talking about? 4 to 5 hours a week to complete a class, which is what you would probably do if you were going to any other college on a bachelor's level or master's level. You're going to spend about 4 to 5 hours a week, depending on your reading comprehension level, to complete a class. And there are 16 classes per semester, one a week.
I'm going to fall on my face on this particular question, and it's off our little script here. But, Catherine, you're a woman. Nelson's
yes.
a man. Equal kind of interest in Calvary College for men and women?
Definitely. I have – it's pretty split right now, 50-50.
Uh-huh.
I find that well, for me personally, like being a woman, I want to teach my children what I know. And I don't want to just go off of what I've been told. Why do I believe this? So that was really important to me when I took SOM. to really get down into the Bible and really understand. So when my children hit school age, you know, peer pressure where they're like, oh, you're a Christian, why? And they can't stand up for themselves. That was really important for me. So I noticed that a lot of women like to take classes for that reason, to be able to teach their children, to be able to stand up for it and why we believe what we believe. And men, I just think that there's equal interest both ways between men and women, just really understanding why you believe, where it came from, how did it evolve, how did it change, what made it change. I mean, just different aspects that you would never know, really, just doing it on your own.
Would this be a good exercise for a married couple to do together?
Oh, we've had people that are married and
yes,
have had kids, yes, and grown. And
I mean,
yeah.
I suppose if the husband didn't get as good a grade as the wife, then there might be some problems. But I'm just teasing.
You know, we also have a lot of marital workshop conferences for that. So if the couple goes to the school and they have issues, then they can go to the marital workshop conferences.
Well, I'm just thinking about competition because my brain is always on competition. And I know a lot of people have that same, it's not probably the correct viewpoint, but that's kind of what I was anticipating when I asked that question. Catherine, how do you sign up for classes?
So to get more information on Calvary College, you can go to calvaryabq.college. They'll give you a list of classes and times, and then from there you can get an application. Fill out the application. Once it's approved, we send you a link to enroll for your classes.
We're going to be back and talking with Nelson Walker. He's a pastor with Calvary Albuquerque and oversees Calvary College. And Administrator Catherine Gardner, she's the one that does all the work, but
won't
talk about that too much. When we come back, we're going to ask Nelson about opportunities for people that go through and get an education in theology and divinity. So we'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
The Great Omission. That's what one author said the Great Commission has become. Obviously, not acceptable. At Star 88 and KNKT, we know this great mission job is one for the church. Each month, we put a spotlight on a global outpost for the gospel. This month, we're featuring Kevin Stark from Team Extreme.
We've never have been at an event, whether it's Muslims in the crowd or Hindus or whatever, that haven't been touched by the message and the cross and the gospel and the resurrection. And just a great, unique, amazing way to preach the gospel. It's a different method, but the same message, cross or resurrection in Jesus and the kingdom.
That's Kevin Stark from Team Extreme in our spotlight on the Great Mission this month on Star 88 and KNKT. Fulfilling the command of Jesus is possible in our lifetime. To support this ministry, visit star88.fm or knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Nelson Walker and Calvary College Administrator Catherine Gardner in studio with me here in the second half of ABQ Connect. Nelson, let's talk a little bit about the opportunities for someone that obtains a degree from
yes.
Calvary College.
Well, yes. Well, they obtain the degree by going from Calvary College to Calvary Chapel University or Veritas International University. They're the ones that will award an accredited degree. Let's assume they're not going for butcher, baker, candlestick maker, which they can do at the other schools, but they're going for something Bible-based, theology-based. What do they do with that? Well, first and foremost, hopefully, they're growing in the knowledge and the love of their Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I've seen people learn but not have character change.
Mm-hmm.
which is unfortunate, but I've seen it. I've seen brilliant academic people who don't transform. They get informed, but they don't transform. However, I can go through a list of names of those who are now pastoring churches who started in these programs. Young people, and of course I'm dealing with the men at this point, the young people who have come in and said, I just want to do this. But I've also seen others. My daughter is one, for example. It's been a long time that they finished their high school or perhaps they're homeschooled. And they're saying, you know, I don't want to jump into that other college yet, but I want to do this first. And for homeschoolers, if they do this as part of their homeschool program prior to GEDing out, which they have to do when they finish homeschool, it just becomes part of their credit and it helps to prepare them. So what I say is it's about preparedness. An example is one who was asked, if you had to cut down a tree, what would you do? He said, I'd spend the first 15 minutes sharpening the axe. Well, that's what the school is. It's that first 15 minutes. What are you going to do? Are you going into ministry? Are you just growing personally? Are you looking at teaching, medical, child rearing, mechanic? What are you planning on doing with life? Well, that's between you and the Lord. You can gain the cognitive materials necessary to pastor if that's what God is calling you to do. Or you can gain the cognitive materials to become a leader in many other arenas because the church is not limited to working in the church. The church is about invading the world and turning it upside down.
I remember having a conversation with Skip Heitzik years ago about how do you identify your calling to ministry.
Yes.
And he responded by saying, if you can do anything else, you're not called to ministry.
Oh, I would agree. It was Spurgeon who said, if you're not drug in, kicking and screaming against your will, don't go.
Catherine, I want to go back to something that you said a little bit earlier. You were talking about your children, your the reason why you're kind of involved with Calvary College. And it sounds like you've taken some of the classes.
I took all the classes when we were going through SOM, School of Ministry.
I'm going to cut in and say she graduated top of the class the year she did this. And she was raising two children and helping to run her husband's business, which was full-time work. And then she graduated top of the class. So I'm saying that because she won't.
And I was the only person in the class.
I know, that's not true.
Just kidding. There were a few others.
There were a few others. But I had to throw that in just because she wouldn't have said it.
So I want to talk to you about not just a job opportunity for women that go through this type of training, but opportunities to strengthen your marriage, opportunities to strengthen your parenting skills.
I think it's an opportunity for a lot. You mentioned parenting and relationships. But mostly when we minister to people, we're not in an office for an hour a week or an hour a day, right? We're not like set up like counselors. When we go through life, we're ministering to people who we work with, family members, friends. This has become so useful to me because you fall back on things you learn and you fall back on the truth. And it's not your opinion. Well, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. 90% of our ministry comes through life. So it was so important for me to spread truth and not opinion to people, encourage them with God's word, not my word. And this was just such a great tool, right? Because when I'm looking online and you're not knowledgeable about what to study and when to study and who's credible and who's not credible, I knew Skip Heitzik was credible and I knew Calvary Church was credible. So for me to get that education through Calvary Church was just, it just sealed the deal for me.
Well, Nelson mentioned, and you just mentioned it again, the materials that Skip has produced over the years. I believe this church opened in 1983.
It's been a while.
And he has, you know, everything is recorded. I'm just now getting familiar with the technology because until COVID, I hadn't really participated online. There are outlines.
Yes.
Of every single study.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys are turning that into materials for the school.
Yes. The outlines are pulled as part of the lectures to be part of the reading material.
Yeah. Detailed notes that we
yes, have. Yes, the detailed notes, the everything.
Skip's notes. We have a section called Skip's Notes of his personal notes with Revelation.
Yes. And so most of this stuff is free online if someone just goes to our website. Mm-hmm. But what we did was we added some textbook material and quizzes and exams to raise it to the level that it would be accepted within an accredited institution.
Well, and it sounds like it's just wonderful. Nelson, you mentioned earlier that you've seen some people who've acquired all this knowledge, but you haven't seen a heart change. And so many times I think that we get this grasp of knowledge. Of course, we think back to the Gnostics, and they thought that you were saved by knowledge. But what's been your experience in gaining knowledge? You sound like you've been humbled by all the things that you've learned.
Well, I'll just give some background. I grew up making D's and F's in school. I wasn't a Christian. Mm-hmm. Went in the military. Experiences in the military brought me to the Lord. When I got out, suddenly I'm making straight A's. I wasn't smart. I just had a purpose. My purpose was to use my education to pursue the Lord. I wasn't using my education to get a degree. I was using it to learn about the God who saved someone like me. Education is the classes are the classes. The books are the books. The lectures are the lectures. Why am I doing it? Am I trying to pursue the Lord, or am I trying to please a teacher? Am I reading to learn, or am I reading to pass a test? Am I studying to get an A, or am I studying to be transformed? And the difference I have found in all the students is the same. Am I still doing my devotionals, or am I trying to replace my devotionals with my studies? Once I replace my devotionals with my studies, or with going to church, or any other religious thing, once I replace personal submitting to the Lord in my daily devotionals with anything else, I am no longer pursuing him. I'm pursuing someone seeing me.
Let's talk a little bit let's talk to a listener that might be a highly trained engineer, scientist, never has believed in God. In fact, their training may have spoken against the existence of God. You know, evolution and other things have permeated our society as though they were science. We have resources here in Albuquerque, like Dr. Stephen Collins.
Yes.
Very integrated with Veritas and,
yes.
mm-hmm. and other things going on at this church. He's been in the pulpit here, but he's an archaeologist. He's a scientist that is he has verified historical events mm-hmm. and has spent his life doing that. Dr. Gary Beyer is a partner with him. We already mentioned Skip Heitzig, but there are people involved with creation science that are brilliant scientists involved. Yes. And so I just want to invite people to call Catherine, because she can tell you about all the people that are involved. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe some guest lecturers and other people that you have involved in the school?
We, at this point, aren't bringing in guest lecturers. Mm-hmm. When we say Brian Nixon, it's Dr. Brian Nixon.
Yep.
When you say Nelson Walker, it's Dr. Nelson Walker. And when we deal with these topics that you brought up, evolution and things, I would say Christianity is scientifically based and credible and evidential. And we are not afraid of the questions. They've been asked before. All of us have been around the block a couple of times. And we love to engage in intellectual conversation, because the defenses for Christianity are absolutely credible. It is more scientifically credible than other views. How do you account for things? And without getting into apologetics.
Sure.
So our guest lectures, we have had them in the past, but the material we're covering is the same material that we're covered. We're just not bringing in the big name. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we don't have to charge the big price.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good bargain. Catherine, let's go back to your statement about how your faith has been encouraged and made you stronger mom, stronger wife, stronger administrator.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think women are missing when it comes to learning about the Lord?
What do I think they're missing?
And maybe it's not just, maybe it's men and women.
I don't think... When you say the word missing, I feel like women have a strong heart for community, a strong heart for Christ. And usually women, I say usually, are the ones that kind of bring it to the family more for people who aren't used to that, right? What I would say is missing is time, right? Because as women, we can be like, I've got to cook, I've got to grocery shop, I've got to get the kids from point A to point B. And we use time as kind of an excuse to not do what is in our hearts. Like, it was in my heart for years before I finally said, okay, I'm going to do this. I can't use time as an excuse anymore. And it's a valid excuse. Like, I, as Nelson was saying, I had two kids in two different schools and four different sports plus a job. And I wouldn't start studying until about 10 o'clock at night after I helped my kids with their homework and put them to bed. And then I'd crack my books open and be up until 12 or 1. But it was something that was important to me. And my knowledge in God was important to me, and my relationship with Him was important, and I had put it on hold too long.
Thank you both for the visit today. Pastor Nelson Walker.
Thank you for having us.
Catherine Gardner, administrator for Calvary College. And you can sign up. Tell us one more time, Catherine, how do you sign up?
CalvaryABQ.college.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having us.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.